why this is ridiculous. And I'm glad we finally have one of these billionaires that's willing to speak out and call BS where BS being called is due. The reason that we have world hunger has literally nothing to do with money or resources. It is because in these areas where people starve, there is corruption. That's the primary thing. The second reason is there isn't strong property rights. If you give somebody money or you give the bum on the street a few bucks or whatever, does that solve the underlying problem of needing more money later on to live? All you do is create somebody dependent on handouts. Versus, as the old saying goes, teach a man how to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. When there are strong property rights and there's basic economics in an area, then people can make their own way. And that is sustainable. And then they can feed themselves forever. And people will, which is why every single time in the history of mankind where there's been a free market, where people have been allowed to willingly and freely engage in commerce, poverty has gone like this. People have been raised up like magic. But when you give money to a country that is corrupt or run by a dictator or crony, whatever, like Zimbabwe, Venezuela, all these other places, those that receive the money at the top pretend they're going to give it to the people that need it, or maybe they give a few pennies, and it doesn't solve the underlying problem. Again, underlying problem is property rights, free market, and giving people the access to provide for themselves. Paying people money to, like, I guess hypothetically one day everybody can wake up and not have to starve, or they can have a meal, and then saying like a billionaire should do that, like Musk should just give $1 billion, $6 billion to give everybody on the planet a meal. How is that going to solve it? Because again, you don't solve things through bureaucracy. You solve things through free markets. So when you give people money to buy food, they buy food, and then they're stuck at the same place, putting their hands out saying, okay, I need more food, or I need more water, I need this, or I need that. Rather than a bottom-up approach, you create markets and allow people to work and earn their own way and feed themselves, and then that becomes a driver of raising everybody out of poverty. It's quite amazing. And it's another example of the narrative about how just people just are completely clueless. Like, they're like, oh, we should tax the rich, and that's going to solve world hunger. It could not be further from the truth. In fact, the more government and bureaucracies that get involved in doling out resources to others in need, the more poverty and inequality you actually end up with, while doing nothing to raise up the actual problem. It's pretty insane. Here's a tweet from Mike Solana. The government spent $7 trillion last year. We're $29 trillion in debt. Nothing is better. But we demand our CEOs fix the world as a side project with a few billion. I've been wondering, is this because they're the only example we have of leaders who've actually done anything? And then you think about, what are politicians, what are government? These are people that have never produced anything in their lives. They steal from others. They call it legal regulation and this and that. Or I mean, who freaking knows what they call it? It's theft. It's plunder. You take from those that produce and you give to those that aren't or can't or whatever. And whether you think that's right or moral or just, the net effect is you have more inequality. You have more people at the bottom rungs not being able to take ownership of their life and rise themselves out, so they become dependent on the system. They become addicts on the system. And then the middlemen, the politicians and the corrupt bureaucrats and the crony capitalists and all these people that are basically sticking their hand in the pie like throughout that process are enriched and emboldened and grow in power, and the system gets worse and worse and worse. And what you have is more hunger and inequality and unfairness and whatever, not less. Because when governments do things, they go into something with an intention to do this because they say, this is what we're going to do. We need to make this better, blah, blah, blah. And they make it worse. When you intervene in nature, when we intervene in nature, humans, almost without fail, aside from maybe certain regenerative practices and people really trying to do it the right way, we make things worse. This is the fundamental truism of government and just intervention in nature. We think we know more than Mother Nature. We don't. And we're proven wrong every time we pretend we do. Free markets are a natural process. It's a part of nature. It's humans interacting, this human animal interacting with other human animals, these evolved apes swinging their arms around. And then you get a free market and you get commerce and you get money and you get these things that come as a result of those natural processes. And then governments come in and then they try to control it and regulate it. They try to make it all fair and equitable. And all they do is literally make it worse, because then you get like crony capitalism, which is where the big banksters and the people that have all the power and money can pay for the politicians. And then they do each other favors and they scratch each other's backs. And then it gets harder and harder, and you actually stifle competition. It gets harder for new people to come in. This is how you get really bad services, monopolies. This is like the telephone companies, you know, like Time Warner, AT&T. These companies have been terrible forever because they've had natural monopolies. And I guess you could say they've had kind of state protected monopolies. Airline industry, garbage, because the government has gotten so involved. And then now when these corporations screw up and they don't run themselves correctly, as long as they have enough employees, they get bailed out. We are going the way of the USSR, Communist Russia. It was based on central planning. It was based on these few dudes thinking they knew everything and they could control the markets because they're smarter than everybody else. And what it resulted in were millions of deaths because it didn't function. They couldn't even get enough food to people. And the United States is on the same path, which is why Lenin said that democracy is indispensable to socialism because it's the bootloader. It's a step up to get to full-blown socialism, which then is one step closer to full-blown communism. And they pretend it's all about the greater good and this and that. But as some very smart people have said, I believe Karl Popper said it. He said, any attempt to make heaven on earth ends up in creating hell or something like that. So you try to create heaven on earth and what you get is hell every single time. Hitler wanted to save Germany and he did it for the German people. And look what happened. He made them suffer more than ever. So as a better human, you're a critical thinker. You don't fall victim to the easy to understand narratives because you know those aren't true. Those aren't based on facts and data and what actually works. They're based on idealism. And what's worse is these idealistic ideas are completely contrary to the data we have. So it's pure bias. It's pure delusion. You're like, I'm just going to ignore all the examples of when communism failed or all the problems that we can even see in Europe with their socialism and whatever. We can see how dangerous it is, how bad it is, how it doesn't work. And we're going to pretend that we'll do it right this time. Like, what a sham. And that's it for today. Short video to help you think better, live better, make better decisions, and not be so susceptible to the propaganda. That's what The Better Human is all about. And you can get on The Better Human Newsletter over at thebetterhuman.co every other day, jam-packed with more free thinking, sovereign-minded, awesome content that's going to help you just be a better human and to opt out of their systems, take your life, your money, your health, everything into your own hands, and then flourish. And the more flourishing, better humans we have, the more others are going to wake up to that. They're going to hop in. They want to be a part of it. They want to join the cool kids and their flourishingness. And we're going to change the world that way. And today's show is sponsored by Organifi. Head over to organifi.com/betterhuman and use that same code. It's actually 20% off your order. Ah, yes, the balance. I really like the Pure, which is a coconut water base for those morning minerals and the morning electrolytes, as well as the balance for gut health. Those two go in my morning drink, as well as my buddy Barton's upgraded formulas that I've been taking religiously after taking the hair test. Two of some of my favorite brands that do nutrition and supplementation the right way. And today's sponsor, you can support the show and your health over at Organifi.com/betterhuman. Build it into your regular routine. Find the products that work for you. Stay consistent on that routine. Help it to cook your meals at home and not be eating out and just otherwise pay attention to your health and use these as the glue that hold your health routine together. That's what I believe supplementation is for, is to hold together a routine that involves walking, getting sunlight, not eating out, cooking at home, supplementing strategically, understanding your numbers, where you can get your hair test over at upgradeformulas.com, as I recommend you do. Same code. And that's going to be it for today. I hope you got some value. I hope you are thinking about something and you're going to take some action, or at least your subconscious is going to take some action, think about some things to make you a better human. Remember, that's how we change the world, one better human at a time.